Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Chikara Wrestle Factory, 4711 Wingate Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, specializing in lucha libre, porosu, European, British, and German styles, mixed martial arts, and American pro wrestling, all built into the curriculum at the Wrestle Factory, where they strive to create the most well-rounded performers active today. Hey, yo, it's the Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners. Please help us out. Click the subscribe button to show your support. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. It has been an exciting night. TNA tapings are taking place right now, or should I say Impact Wrestling tapings are taking place right now, and there's big news coming out of those tapings, and we want to get into that and many other things as we go through this episode. Let's get started right away. The news that broke earlier today, the Impact Wrestling was going to, first off, they're going to change their logo. They're going to get rid of that bird owl thing that they've been running for the last couple weeks, and they're going to a more traditional logo, new brand, new feel, new logo, trying to bring a whole new vibe to the company. This was announced in conjunction with the announcement that they have just signed a new deal with Spike TV UK. So this is going to make international distribution of their product, take it back to the United Kingdom, where they lost their deal earlier last year. And this should be a very good thing for TNA Wrestling to grow their global brand. On the topic of TNA, it was reported earlier today, Cage Side Seats, The Wrestling Observer, WrestleZone.com, Alberto Del Rio, who is going to be known as Alberto El Patron, has made a full-time commitment to Impact Wrestling. He is in the Impact Zone right now. He has a full-time contract that is going to put him in a prime position with the company. He is supposed to be pushed extremely hard upon entering the company. Along with Del Rio, there are other people who are there. Garza Jr. and the Laredo Kid. Rachel Ellering, who is Precious Paul Ellering's daughter. Paul Ellering being the manager right now in NXT. His daughter branching out and going into TNA or Impact Wrestling. Congo Kong and Mario Bocara. Those are both talents from WrestlePro. Possibly an appearance by some variation of LAX, which, if anybody doesn't remember who LAX was, that was Homicide and Hernandez, who have not really been on any major television program in quite some time. There is a report that there was an offer made to Low Key to make a return to the company. If you notice some of the names here, in addition, Magnus. Apparently, Magnus has signed and is on hand this weekend for tapings, but the thing, the general feel coming out of all this TNA news is there's a lot of these names or a lot of these talents that are very Jeff Jarrett friendly, people for either from his past or that he has branched out and dealt with, whether it was with Global Force Wrestling or other different ventures. But at the end of the day, Jeff Jarrett is really making his presence felt in TNA. So the breaking news coming out of the Impact Wrestling tapings tonight, first off, not a huge story. ODB has returned to the company. She taped a match for Explosion, and she has made a return to Impact Wrestling. In addition, one of the matches set up for tonight was supposed to be Cody Rhodes going against Moose. After taping various parts of the segments of the show, Cody Rhodes calling Moose out repeatedly, Moose is going to come out and defeat Cody Rhodes to retain the Impact Grand title. But the big news, Alberto El Patron makes his debut, and he becomes the new Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion by defeating Bobby Lashley. This did not go down without a little bit of controversy. A couple referee bumps towards the end of the match. There's some confusion. The referees are arguing. Patron grabs the belt. He's parading around up on the turnbuckle. He ends up leaving the ring, going back to the back. As it looks right now, Alberto El Patron is the new Impact Wrestling World Champion, but not without controversy, which I'm sure they're going to address on this week's episode. We got a couple days to worry about the episode airing. In WWE news, Elias Sampson recently lost a Loser Leaves NXT match to Cassius Ohno. It is now being reported that the purpose for that was he is going to be making a move to the main roster. Of all the talents they have in NXT, I'm happy to see Elias Sampson get his push, but there were a few other people I think other fans would have liked to have seen brought up before him. I'm not knocking Elias Sampson. He's solid also, and he belongs on the main roster. But my concern here is as WWE continues to bring talents up from NXT, I don't want to see a talent raid on the roster of NXT like we did last year, leaving that show too weak. We need to leave some talent there. And Sampson may have been a great talent to leave there while you brought somebody like a Nakamura up to the main roster. So Sampson could have grown his character more, gotten a run with the NXT championship or something prior to bringing him to the main roster. Following WrestleMania 33, most of the contracted WWE UK talents, the ones who participated in the tournament back in January, people like Tyler Bate, Mark Andrews, Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, Joseph Connors, Tyson T-Bone, James Drake, Dan Maloney, Sam Gradwell, Saxton Huxley, Tucker, Jordan Devlin, Wolfgang, they are all now set to appear on WWE house shows after WrestleMania. They are also expected to be taking part in the Access event over WrestleMania weekend. This is big because a lot of people got the impression that maybe WWE was buying up this UK talent to create a situation where they really monopolized the UK market and they weren't going to use the wrestlers as much. Bringing them to WrestleMania weekend, letting them take part in a huge WWE event is very, very important for these talents to get over with American fans, to build viewership here on the network while building the brand overseas. With the announcement yesterday about a potential show from the WWE network strictly based on UK wrestling, this is awesome. There's also being reported by WrestleZone.com that there are discussions of Pete Dunne working on the WWE Raw or SmackDown post-WrestleMania house shows in Orlando. So that we're not talking about just some random shows or NXT roster shows. We're talking about the main Raw or SmackDown house shows. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Hopefully these things work out really well because there are plans, as we've said before, with a Asian expansion and a either Central America or South America expansion, which could only be a bigger branching out of the WWE umbrella to make even more stars, people that you guys don't typically get the opportunity to see on television. And this is really an exciting time to be a WWE fan. Speaking of WWE, Kurt Angle believes he would pass a WWE physical with flying colors if he took it right now. And to be perfectly honest with you, if you pay attention to Kurt Angle's career in the last year, he's had matches all over the globe with people who he's never wrestled before. He's looked at, he's been in top shape. He's put on world-class quality matches. And it's a situation where you have to believe that he may be in some of the best shape of his life, or at least in the last 10 years or so. He's gotten to take more time off, be less physical, and let his body really heal up in a lot of ways. If you are a huge fan of Finn Balor, today is the day that if you go to WWE Shop, you can pick up your Balor Club jacket. $139.99, and you too could be a member of the Balor Club. Go to WWE Shop for that now. WWE, speaking of their website, they have a poll up right now about who is the true number one contender to Bray Wyatt's championship. And right now, with 66% of the fan voting turned in, Randy Orton is winning the poll. Despite the fact that AJ Styles won the number one contendership this past week, he only has 34% of the vote. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. I think they're going to go the way of Randy Orton anyway, so they can build this AJ Styles Shane McMahon thing. But still interesting to see the fans have that opinion, especially since AJ Styles is so over with the fans. You would think they would want to see him in the main event at Mania, but that's a match we can hold off and wait a little while for. Cage Side Seats is reporting that in an interview with Rusev that he discussed some horrible ideas that Dusty Rhodes had for his character, and it included this quote. He said, "He's given me so many good and bad ideas that you have no idea. He tried to make me a genie. Baby, I see you with that new gear. You look like a genie. I want you to work with that Russian chick, Anya, and she's going to, baby, rub that lamp and you're going to pop and appear." He made me do genie promos for the next 3 weeks. Well, he had the lamp, and this kickboxing chick we had back in FCW, she rubbed the lamp and I appeared. End quote. I have to tell you, just hearing him say that, I cannot begin to count how many things Dusty Rhodes has done for the world of professional wrestling. That idea would not have been one of them. Now, kudos to Rusev for when that idea was pitched to him, actually giving it an effort to make it work. But I'm much happier with the Bulgarian Brute that they came out with instead of a genie popping out of a bottle. That's very 1992 Adam Bombish to me. I just horrible. So thank God that never came to fruition. Just saying. Will Ospreay talked in an interview I saw on the Wrestling Observer and on WrestleZone, where he talks about how the reason he signed with Ring of Honor was really based on his contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So apparently in his contract with New Japan, any offers that are brought to him, he has to bring to New Japan for their approval. And the working relationship between Ring of Honor and New Japan is very important. It runs deep, so they're willing to work together, and he wanted to make sure that he was helping New Japan in any way he could. It sounds like he is very much committed to making New Japan the best brand that it can be, which is beautiful and sad all at the same time, because New Japan, as I've said this 1,000 times before, has probably the best wrestling in the world right now, bar none. But at the same time, it also postpones any opportunity we see him step into a WWE ring of any kind. So depending on what your perspective on that is, this could be a good or a bad thing. Bobby Fish, other Ring of Honor talent, explains that we have not seen the last of Red Dragon and that he and Kyle O'Reilly will reunite at some point. He's not sure where or when, but he's fairly confident they'll get back together. He also praised Leo Rush and Will Ospreay as being amazing talents that were added to Ring of Honor, and he's very excited about their talents coming in. And he also has talked about his desire to defeat Adam Cole for the Ring of Honor World Championship, specifically because it would make him the youngest Triple Crown winner in Ring of Honor history. So very cool that he even has that opportunity. When you go from being in a tag team, sometimes characters get pigeonholed into their roles, and he was in a tag team, Red Dragon, for so long, it's usually harder for people like that to get out and really get an opportunity to be a main event star, and he's done a great job of that. Some independent news for you. WAW British Wrestling is advertising Jack Swagger already for this weekend, okay, for their Epic Nowitzch event, and it's pretty quick for him to already be working at another show, but my understanding is this will not be a televised event, so at the end of the day, or at least not a competing televised event. So Jack Swagger recently, as of yesterday, getting released from his WWE contract, already booked for a show this weekend. Eric Bischoff, doing his podcast, stated that if he was CM Punk's business manager, he would advise him to explore the notion of going to TNA as a wise business decision. If you're a business manager and something in that situation, it's your job to make your client money, and you cannot convince me if they're willing to bring in someone like Alberto El Patron and pay him the kind of money that he would have required to be a full-time committed talent there, you can't convince me that you couldn't come up with the money for someone like Punk. I know Patron is a huge talent, but right now with the political climate of wrestling and the fans clamoring just only at, 2 weeks ago when The Rock called CM Punk at home, if you could have pulled that off, I don't care what you had to offer CM Punk, you ought to make that offer. And if you're CM Punk, you're nuts. If you really thought you were the best in the world ever in your career, you don't turn your back on the profession that made you who you are with an opportunity like this to make such a huge, no pun intended, impact in wrestling. Today's this day in pro wrestling history. Sami Zayn had his first match 15 years ago today. Happy 57th birthday to Deborah, also known as Deborah McMichael. For those who don't remember Deborah, she was married to Steve Mongo McMichael, was introduced to the WCW fan base, eventually came to the WWE, and ended up marrying Stone Cold Steve Austin. Though their marriage didn't last long and they separated over what was considered to be a domestic violence dispute, at the end of the day, she did have a lasting impact. She won the Women's Championship one time. She won like an evening gown match to win the championship, held it for about a month before I think she dropped it to Ivory, but still, short career, but a relevant career. 4 years ago, Kevin Steen, known as today's Universal Champion Kevin Owens, defeated Jay Lethal to retain the Ring of Honor Championship at their 11th anniversary show. Today, on a somber note, would have been the 37th birthday for Lance Cade. If anybody doesn't remember him, he teamed with Trevor Murdoch back in the WWE and held the tag Tag Team Championship three separate times. He died tragically back in 2010 due to heart failure at the age of 30, and they attributed at the time to a combination of the abuse of some medication and a heart condition. So sad news that we lost what was really a great talent, trained by Shawn Michaels. One of the highlights of his career was he got to work a program against Shawn Michaels, but another one that was taken from us way too soon. Today's look back match on YouTube, the Minnesota Stretching Crew versus the Disciples of Sin. If you don't know who the Minnesota Stretching Crew are, that was Shelton Benjamin and Brock Lesnar when they were a tag team in Ohio Valley Wrestling. They did this match. They were challenging the Disciples of Sin for the OVW Tag Team Championship. Please make special note, if you are a Brock fan, watch the finish of the match. Watch Brock Lesnar and what he does at the end of the match. People who have seen Brock's career in his biggest moments, like at WrestleMania against Kurt Angle, talk about how in that match against Kurt Angle at WrestleMania, he like does like a shooting star press and almost breaks his neck, and the athletic stuff he tries to pull off. If you think you've ever seen something athletic, watch this match. At the end of the match, you'll be very impressed. It's fantasy booking time. We started the last podcast episode with our 64-man single elimination tournament. You choose the who advances in each round based on the wrestler who receives the most comments for votes in the YouTube comment section at the bottom of this podcast. So, today's two matches, Chris Jericho taking on Sergeant Slaughter and Randy Macho Man Savage taking on CM Punk. Put your comments at the bottom of the YouTube channel. Give me your idea of who you think should win each one of those matches. The most votes, that wrestler moves on to the next round of the tournament. Today's YouTube fan poll: who deserves to be inducted into WWE's Hall of Fame first? So pick one or the other. I'm going to give you two names and put this also in one of those YouTube comment sections. So who deserves to be inducted first? Do you choose Ravishing Rick Rude, who made an impact in both WWE, WCW, World Class Championship Wrestling, the NWA? He was down in Memphis with Jerry Lawler. He's been all over the world, tragically taken too soon. Versus The Rocket, Owen Hart. Again, made his presence felt in Stampede, where his father ran his promotion, made some appearances in WCW, but really cemented his legacy in the WWE. Whether that was his early career, high energy, moving on to teaming with Bret, turning against Bret, their match at WrestleMania 10, their cage match at SummerSlam, teaming with the Bulldog, all the different things he did, Team Canada. Everything that Owen Hart did was contributing in a big way to the pro wrestling industry. So, which one do you induct into the Hall of Fame first, Rick Rude or Owen Hart? Everybody, please make sure you give us a review or a subscribe or both. I would love both, to be perfectly honest with you. Thumbs up on YouTube. Please click subscribe in every media that you could possibly access this show from, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker or YouTube or whatever. I don't care, but pick it. Whatever service you use to listen to this podcast, please give us a subscribe and give us a review. Those are the things that help our podcast grow and makes it so we can attract a bigger audience. And by that, let me just give you guys a little tidbit of things to come. I've been being contacted by different personalities to do interviews. I've got fans sending me emails asking, hey, when are you going to do an interview? Well, we don't have the following yet to do some of the premier interviews, but we do have a couple of them lined up, and we're going to see who some of those people are in the next couple episodes. Hopefully, we're going to try to book one very shortly with someone who works with the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. We're trying to put those logistics together now, and hopefully we'll have something exciting for you guys in the next couple weeks. Don't forget about the FroLife Planning Contest. For those who don't know what FroLife Planning is, we help students and adult learners find their path to higher education or a new career. Every month, we're going to be giving away one free 30-minute one-on-one phone consultation to a lucky winner or whoever they choose to give this consultation to help plan someone's path to the next step in their career or their education. There is no purchase necessary. Make sure that you open iTunes in your computer, go to the Fro Wrestling Podcast page in iTunes, click on the subscribe button, then click on ratings and reviews. When you do that, it's going to open up another option for write a review. Give us an honest review. Click submit, and then go to our website at www.frolifeplanning.com/contest, and you'll be there able to enter your email address, which I can then match up with your other subscribes and everything else on iTunes, and I can enter you in the contest to win one of our one-on-one phone consultations. I love helping people get to the next stage in their career or to get a higher education. Please let me do that for you. That's all the time we have for this episode, but check back with us in the next episode where we're going to keep up on all these the craziness going on with TNA and all the news and happenings from around the world of wrestling. We're heading deep into Fastlane. It comes up in a couple days. A lot of exciting things should be coming right after Fastlane. As I've said repeatedly, keep your eyes on the betting odds. They have not changed since the last time. It still looks like Goldberg is the favorite to walk out Universal Champion. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that prize. Okay, today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazel Games. Bring a new friend to family game night is easy when you have sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazel Games and bring some fun and excitement when you go to www.thegamecrafter.com/sketchypeople and pick up your copy today. Special thanks as always to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all of our music and sound effects used throughout today's show, and to alleyrepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade needs. We want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. We, as always, encourage you to go to our website at www.frolifeplanning.com to learn more about what Mr. Fro can do for you. Remember, Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. We look forward to discussing all the current events and rumors on our next show. Until then, so long, everybody.